The Geelong Marine World post-match interview.
Buzz, I'll let you fire away at the superstar midfielder.
Yeah, thank you, Kingy. Joffy, how did you find all that, mate? How's the body pulled up all right?
Yeah, actually quite happy to get through. Hadn't played many practice games. I did my hammy about 3 weeks ago against South Warrnambool in the second quarter, so I was a bit nervous going into the game, but happy to get through.
It's been a long time, obviously, since you played in the grand final. How did you find the intensity in just being back out there? In terms of the contest and the bumps, you know, you can have all the match practice you want in intra-clubs and practice matches, but how was, you know, round one of GFL footy back?
As you said, just hitting the bodies and the greasy conditions and windy conditions early. You can't train for that. It's usually nice and warm and dry in summer during the pre-season. And we've done two of those now, so without playing. So, yeah, been 18 months since we've had that, you know, greasy ball on the deck and bang and crash. So took a while to get used to, but, we're glad we sort of ran out.
Joff,
a bit bigger winner than we thought in the end.
Joff, Kingy in the K-Rock box with Jace Doherty and Matty Kershaw. You probably would have looked at the St Albans team list and go, gee, I don't know half these blokes, but I suspect you'll know some numbers today from the blokes you ran around alongside.
Yeah, no, definitely. There's a few new faces that we hadn't seen before, but no, they're really, really good players. And I think, I'm trying to think of their numbers now, 17, 11, maybe 32 or 42. I think there's a few of those across sort of half-back midfield wing that were really, you know, got plenty of the footy and they used it well. They spread the ground well, like big ground here, like what we've got at home. But I think they used the width of the ground a lot better than us.
Jay Simkin was good, but Al Simkin found himself sneaking forward and kicking a goal and played a really, really good game across half-back, I thought.
Yeah, no, he's had a really strong pre-season. He's had hasn't missed a beat, put in every session, and he uses the ball well, and he loves to sneak forward, that's for sure. And it was on his left, I think.
Yes,
so
it was.
He's a usual right footer, so yeah. We struggled to kick goals, so he sort of straightened us up a bit with that one in the third.
You've carried a lot of the midfield load, and with a quality midfield, but when you're throwing names like O'Gorman and Marnie, and then, you know, Bailey Scott on the outside, and Angus Yulin, they've all had their hands on the footy today. How good is that to have that deeper rotation?
Oh yeah, it's great. We brought in, you know, those guys you mentioned, as well as Kane Smart, who can also go through there. So we've got that luxury now to sort of, you know, spend a bit of time elsewhere. I think I spent the whole second half sort of forward wing, so I didn't have to go in tight as much. So it was it was good to get some new faces in there and see what they can do.
And is old man J-Mac McCormack finding himself at fullback more often this year? Is he going to be?
It's hard to say. We were speaking about that the other night. I think we'll start him there for now. But I think in the next few weeks we've got a kid from the Falcons who's a good key position player, and I think they're available in a few weeks. So if he comes into the side, we might unleash Jazz back into the middle and throw his weight around, because we saw what he can do in 2019 as a permanent midfielder.
Yep.
Joff, great to talk with you. Great to have the access to you throughout the game today. We really appreciate you giving us some of your thoughts as the game unfolded, and we wish you all the very best of luck for 2021. Well done today.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
Jonathan Simkin joining us there, down boundary side, and of course down boundary side with our boundary rider, Josh Conway. For Loco Sportswear, of course, team apparel for champion teams. Gary March and all the team looking after us this year in this fantastic K-Rock jackets and gear, APCO branded. Great to have them on board.
The Geelong Marine World post-match interview.